This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Europe is at a political crossroads as far-right and Green parties made big gains in parliamentary elections. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks takes a look.
The country was supposed to have already left the EU, but hasn't been able to decide how, when, or even if it will deliver Brexit.
Thank you.
The new Brexit party of Nigel Farage has humiliated the ruling Conservatives and main opposition Labour Party, according to projections. It looks to have won the most votes, while the pro-EU Lib Dems, Greens and Change UK were combined, still a few percentage points behind. Meanwhile, in France, President Macron's centrist movement looks to have been narrowly edged into second place by Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration, anti-Brussels national rally. A similar outcome in Italy, where the far-right League is emerging as the largest party. In Greece, the ruling leftist party suffered a heavy, unexpected defeat by the opposition Conservatives.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. There was some relief in Brussels that nationalist parties didn't score as big a victory as centrists feared. There was also a surprise groundswell of support for smaller, strongly pro-EU parties. Syria says an Israeli airstrike on a Syrian anti-aircraft position near the Golan Heights Monday killed one soldier and wounded three. Israel has acknowledged firing at the Syrian position, but has not given any details. Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that Syrian missile strikes on Idlib province have killed at least 17 people, including at least five children. Idlib is the last major section of northwestern Syria still under rebel control. Idlib has become home to hundreds of thousands of surrendering rebels and their families. The United Nations has warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Idlib if Syria and Russia launch an all-out attack on the province. This is VOA News.